Hey, Anthony, you're packaging up some mail there?
For the purposes of this bit, yes, I am. Let's say that I'm packaging up some mail to send to our patrons at the secret mail level.
Wow. And in this magical fantasy world where you're actually doing that, that mail is super cool and awesome, right?
Yeah. And even in the real world where we actually do it once a month, if you become a patron at the secret mail level, we send you a package every month that is full of interesting things. Previously, we've sent zines, we've sent pins, we've sent art prints. And we have something really amazing coming up this next month. That's patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. So many good books.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe we won't see the Dark Tower. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Hey. We've been talking quite a bit about the CRISPR-Cas9, have we not?
It's a topic that is worthy of a lot of discussion because it's changing the world, Anthony.
We are talking about, if you are unaware, the process, the machine, the thing that lets you edit DNA.
Yeah, just edit it all up. Change it how you want, zip, zip. And it's actually pretty inexpensive on a scale of genetic engineering, you know?
Well, that's what's crazy is like, it turns out the cheapest thing, one of the cheapest medical things we can do is edit DNA.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
also not only one of the cheapest, one of the most potentially earth shattering.
Yes.
You know, it can change some shit in the cosmos.
So as of right now, because of this, obviously we've talked about this before, ethical concerns, moral concerns, how do we test this? What's going to happen? Does this lead to designer babies? You know, all this stuff that everybody's terrified of because this is potentially a world-changing thing. I mean, we're talking about bringing back the mammoth. It's going to happen.
Yeah, we are bringing back everything.
We're going to edit elephant DNA and create mammoths and create Arctic animals and put them back into the Arctic to help save the permafrost. Like, this is a plan.
Right.
That's
not science fiction.
It is... on the table because of CRISPR-Cas9.
Right.
One thing that we do not do here in the United States, we do not use CRISPR on embryos. We do not test on embryos.
Right. As much as I want my baby to have wings, they're not letting me do that yet.
I don't want your baby to have wings. I want me to have wings. If your baby gets wings before me, I'm going to be so mad at you and your baby.
That's true. You'll be real pissed.
I'll be so pissed.
Yeah.
I'll be so pissed if your baby Worthington's before me.
But they're not
Baby Worthington's before me. I will Worthington before every baby.
You want to be Warren Worthington the first, and I want him to be Warren Worthington the third.
Ooh.
Hey, yo. But they're not letting anybody have wings. They're not letting anybody get edited right now.
Right now, there are only three recorded cases of embryo editing, and they all happened in China.
Mm-hmm.
Until now.
Because China don't give a fuck.
China don't care.
Yeah.
China's like, we're moving this thing forward.
Do it.
But we've done it now.
Wait, we have?
We have
America?
Officially tested in America. Guess where?
USA. USA.
If you had to pick, if you were like, oh man, where is the place where they were doing this intense genetic research, this editing of an embryo?
I would say it is liberal California where anything goes.
Close. Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Some guy opened up a gene editing food truck.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's all farm to gene.
Yep.
To table.
He was an executive gene editor at a lot of Michelin star gene editing facilities.
Oh man.
And said, man, I can't deal with this bureaucracy. I'm gonna open a gene editing truck.
You know what you do two things really well.
That's the thing.
That's all you need.
That's all he'll do.
Yeah.
All he'll do is cure blindness or cancer. You want anything else? No substitutions.
No substitutions.
No other options.
No
but
sides.
Man, if you need to cure blindness or cancer, it's so good. It's so good. No, this was done in Portland, Oregon. It was an effort led by Sukrat Metalipov of the Oregon Health and Science University. They changed the DNA of a large number of one-cell embryos with CRISPR.
This is going to make one hell of an episode of Portlandia.
Oh my God, can you even imagine?
This is going to be so great.
It's finally the Portlandia, the island crossover that we've all been waiting for. Michael Bay's Portlandia.
That's right.
So these are single cell embryos, okay? So this is not These embryos were only grown for a day or two. They were not meant to be grown to term.
They didn't make people.
This is not people. This is if you looked in a microscope, you'd be like, that's a cell.
Right.
But it's an embryonic cell.
But strangely, the lead scientist did take 9 months off right after this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's very, very, very enthusiastic about an announcement that's coming soon.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. but we're all keeping our eyes peeled and we wish them well. So basically, they used bloodline engineering. And what they wanted to do is eradicate or correct genes that cause inherited disease. Okay, so what they were doing was they created these embryos that have beta thalassemia. Let me do that one more time. They created these embryos that had beta thalassemia. Okay, so they don't really go into the details of it, but it's an inherited blood disease. Okay, and so what they did was what they called germline engineering, because what happens is once they modify it in the embryo, it's modified forever in that DNA.
So not only is
grandkids
right, not only is that human not going to have that disease, but that human will never pass on that disease ever again.
Yeah. And the reason this is important is because, like, number one, looks like it worked.
Wow.
And number two, people are mad.
People are mad.
People are mad.
Because we're fixing humans.
Ooh, we're experimenting on embryos. We're fixing humans.
Because where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line? Well, here's what's up. Right now, there is actually a law in place that says we can edit DNA, but we can only edit DNA to correct health issues.
Right.
To correct incorrectable health issues. We could only do it to cure things. We cannot do things that would be considered an enhancement.
Right.
So right now, you could cure a blood disease or a degenerative optic nerve disease that gives me blindness,
right,
but you could not give me 20/20 vision. That's not allowed.
Right.
That's where it is.
Yeah.
And so, I think that's a fair compromise.
Well, sure, but I think there's a lot of gray area in there, right? Because you have to decide what is a health risk or what is some sort of degenerative thing that isn't going to make, like, how much can they correct it?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
This to me is the plastic surgery argument, right? So initially, like, the rules around plastic surgery, the laws around plastic surgery are plastic surgery is only supposed to be done in severe cases where it would have a benefit to the psychological and physical life of the person getting the plastic surgery. And over time, that has become something where plastic surgeons are able to just say, hey, listen, this person came in, they had intense identity issues, they felt terrible about themselves. There was no way that we were going to solve these issues without giving them a nose job.
Right. Yeah.
That's what it is.
And this is a Hippocratic Oath thing? This is like a get around the Hippocratic Oath, or is it just...
It's not a get around the Hippocratic Oath, because Hippocratic Oath is do no harm, right?
Yeah.
Do no harm. Don't do something that's going to hurt somebody. It's really getting around the idea of what's considered like unnecessary or superfluous.
Right.
So that's kind of the obstacle we see ourselves up against right now is what happens when we start editing, when we start saying like, well, listen, this person, all they want to be and all of their aptitudes say that they should be a fighter pilot, mm-hmm. but they have terrible vision.
Right.
It is detrimental to their life.
Mm-hmm.
It is detrimental to their psychology. It is detrimental to who they are.
Yeah.
If we don't give them 20/20 vision.
I think I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, what do you consider normal?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is autism not normal? Should autism be corrected? Is, you know, 1 foot longer or, you know, than another?
Sure.
Or 1 leg longer than another? Not normal. At what point do you draw the line and say, there is a ideal human that you're trying to create?
Somebody has asthma. Somebody has a condition that gives them a high number of allergies, right?
Right.
So it's like, look, we've got to fix this.
Right.
I mean, they could live, sure. And they could live a relatively normal life, but are we allowing them to live up to their potential?
Yeah.
Man. Tricky, tricky.
Tricky, tricky.
Tricky, tricky. It ends with me with blue skin and wings.
Yeah.
That's what it ends with. the other thing is it's very early days, right?
Sure.
So, and we don't know. I mean, these guys did not take this thing to term. They didn't insert it into a womb. We don't know if this would actually even make a human.
Right.
Like, we don't know if some unforeseen side effect invalidated the whole potential for this thing to even come to term.
And that's what we saw in the Chinese experiments. So what happened with the Chinese experiments, the CRISPR caused editing errors and the DNA changes weren't taken up by all of the cells of the embryo. They were only taken up by some, which led to a condition called mosaicism, which is basically like you got cells that have different DNA and they're both growing.
Wow.
That's not okay.
That seems problematic.
That's going to be problematic.
Yeah.
That's going to be an issue for you.
Yeah.
You are not going to be, what basically that means is, a completely different mutant that can split into two different people.
I was going to say we created Mosaic Man.
Yeah. We created, what is the name of the character from Legion? Cherry.
Yeah.
Cherry from Legion.
The Multiple Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, if we don't allow this editing to continue, we won't know where it can go.
Yeah.
So right now the law is set up. I mean, the military and intelligence communities have called CRISPR basically a weapon. They've called it basically a dangerous weapon.
Well, only if we create super soldiers.
Which, come on.
I mean, we're not going to do that.
Listen.
Why would we?
It doesn't matter what anybody is in that room saying they're going to do.
Right.
It doesn't matter what any doctor, what any scientist, what any geneticist is in there saying it's going to do. It's like, oh yeah, you know, this is very good because it's going to be able, we're going to be able to eliminate cancer. We'll be able to eliminate so many genetic things. And then of course, there's the heat vision.
What now?
Yes.
Heat vision?
But mostly.
Did you say, I'm sorry, I just real quick.
Oh, I'll go through the list again.
Right.
Sure. So it's cancer.
Oh, save so many lives.
It's genetic diseases.
Oh my goodness. I mean, improve the quality of life for
It's things like multiple, like MS. It's things like Parkinson's. It's
inspiring.
Super strength.
What?
Mind reading.
Oh.
And then, you know, just the whole gamut of things that are really holding back the human race.
Ah. Now I notice on your slide presentation, that last slide just says weapon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Weapon.
And then there's a whole bunch of I don't know, costume suggestions?
Yeah. Well, you know, I myself am not like a concept artist.
Sure.
That's not what I do.
Very primitive.
Sure. But I think I get the idea across. And I mean, I'm looking at everything from sort of like a Jim Lee, Chris Claremont sort of thing, all the way through a Liefeld, lots of pouches.
Wow, yeah.
But then, you know, kind of
lots
like
lots of pouches.
I mean, listen, I'm going to be a weapon, but I'm also a scientist. I need to carry around a lot of equipment.
Okay.
The pouches are practical.
They are.
That's what I'm saying. The pouches are practical.
It's a weight issue maybe, but you know, I'm not going to judge.
Oh, no, that won't be a problem.
Oh, super strength.
Yes.
Wow.
Now you're on board.
My God, look at the calves on those things.
Huge calves. Huge calves. Hidden feet and fingers at all times. That's my 90s inspired costume.
That's incredible. Very Liefeld.
I noticed that you came around real quick and I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
And I just need your
How much money
signature.
Do you need?
All of it.
I will give it all to you. How do you feel about this, Anthony? It should be our goal to use any tool in our tool chest to improve the lives of human beings.
Absolutely.
If you see people suffering from the kinds of things that this technology can possibly eradicate, there's no way your heart wouldn't go out to them and feel like, yes, we should do this.
Yeah, I absolutely believe the same thing. I think there are going to be a lot of problems getting other people to believe that same thing. We can't even get people to eat a GMO apple.
Right.
Let alone change the genes of a human being. We've got people who are literally terrified of genetically modified food, even though all we've been doing since the discovery of agriculture is genetically modifying food.
Yeah. I mean, that's a propaganda issue. But also, I think the difference between, hey, your child, you can either, you know, you have several options. You can bring it to term as is. You can abort it, or you can edit out that horrible thing.
On a one-to-one, I agree. Everybody makes the same decision. But this isn't a one-to-one. This is something that is like, I mean, you brought up abortion. This is something that's like this. Yeah. On a one-to-one, if it's like, we can edit your baby's genes and save its life, I think everybody says yes. On a global level,
right,
or a societal level,
yeah,
we're going to start editing the genes of babies. Everybody says, whoa,
yeah,
whoa. Because here's the thing. I am all for this, but I do believe this ends, whether it's 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, this ends in designer babies.
Of course.
There's no way around this ending in designer babies. Whether whether we make a rule about it here and people then, people fly to China to change their babies the same way they drive to Mexico to get dental work.
That's right. That's right.
If I'm wealthy enough.
You're right. It's going to be, if we're not going to do it, the whole planet isn't going to be on board. And if the whole planet is on board and it's still possible, there's going to be some underground, you know, black market designer baby chain, mm-hmm, and the uber wealthy are going to create super babies.
And then what happens is only the wealthy have super healthy, super perfect children.
Yeah.
Which is not okay.
Not okay.
So we have to open up, we have to kind of open up our hearts to designer babies, I think, on a certain level.
Well, what is the difference between...
But once again, who knows how far away that is?
Yeah.
We can't even get this germline stuff working on a single cell embryo.
Oh, it's going to happen, though. It's just a matter of time. And I'm not so sure it's a bad thing. You know, like, I understand...
I think it's a great thing.
I understand the fear of editing out variation and editing out... And the things that may be considered undesirable. And it becomes like a fashion issue rather than... You know, a genetic even.
We literally need, this is one of those things where we literally need universal healthcare, like literally worldwide, for this to be a thing that grows in the right way. Because if access is limited to this,
right,
it becomes something totally different than if access is democratized. If everybody has access to this, then it does become something that's a lot easier to say, this is literally just to correct things that would harm your baby. If this becomes something where it's like, well, I have the money, you'll do what I say to my baby, that's a different thing.
I don't know. Having a child, and I love seeing how he becomes his own little person.
Yeah, but there are some things I would change about your baby.
Of course, there's some things I would change about my baby too. I mean, if somebody was like, how tall do you want your baby to grow to be? Do you want your baby to?
Oh, please! I'm a little guy, and all I want is for my offspring to be 6 feet tall or taller. That's all I want.
I mean, that you
want a 6 foot
that switch in a second.
I want
right?
a 6 foot baby.
Yeah,
I don't have the genes for a 6 foot baby. Where's that baby gonna come from? It's not gonna come from anywhere.
Yeah, you gotta insert that with the CRISPR.
You gotta CRISPR that baby.
Yeah,
gotta make that baby nice and crispy.
Yeah,
the CRISPR, extra tasty the crispy. CRISPR, the better is what I say about babies. I'm for it. I'm for it. I do think it's something where we need to approach it without fear, but we also need to approach it logically.
So in 200 years, does the entire human race look exactly the same?
Well, there are theories that say in 200 to 500 years, the entire human race looks exactly the same anyway.
Just from cross-pollination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, if we can sort of make that the best possible version of it that it can be,
yeah,
that's dope. My baby can have wings. That's dope. If my baby has wings before your baby, that's even doper.
What?
Sorry, man.
It's not a wing competition.
Everything is a wing competition.
Damn it.
Everything is a wing competition. Including lunch today. I'm going to get that t-shirt.
Oh, it's going to be good.
I'm finally going to get that t-shirt. I don't care if I spend the next 2 days in the bathroom.
I'm going to numb my mouth.
I'm going to win that competition. What do you all think about this? Concerned citizens, how do you feel? Are you for this? Are you against this? I have a theory that people who have lived with friends or family that have had serious health issues or incorrectable health issues will be more sympathetic to this than those who
But don't. I think the problem is you can't be granular about it because
no.
you can't say, well, it's okay for people to do it when something horrible would happen because it's not going to stop at that.
Yeah. Now we have to figure out what horrible means and
right.
how do you legislate horrible?
Exactly. I mean, which is really what our government is doing right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's legislate horribly, which is different than legislating horrible.
My bad.
Let us know what you think on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those wing baby.
Yeah.
And hey, if you have not taken the time to do so, we sure would enjoy it if you went to iTunes and left a 5-star rating for this show.
The 5 stars actually does help people discover the show, and it really raises our ranking on iTunes. It's great. They're going to actually ask you to write a review. You don't have to do that.
Don't do that. Nobody reads those. No. We just need those sweet, sweet stars. Instead, you can write what genetic modifications you would give to your baby.
Yes, and, or someone else's baby.
Or someone else. What genetic modifications you would give to your worst enemy's baby. Just write that
baby
in the review.
That you encountered on that last flight you went on.
Yeah.
What genetic modifications would you give it?
And if you don't listen on iTunes, if you listen somewhere else, we would love it if you would just share a link to one of your favorite episodes of the show on social media, or just tell a friend about it. That helps too.
That's awesome.
And hey, I hope we all have perfect blue babies. Blue baby means something else, though, medically, doesn't it?
I've never heard that.
Blue baby? I think it's a
blue
thing.
Baby?
I think it's a terrible thing. I think
like
I just wished
it. Not breathing?
Yeah, I think I just wished a terrible thing on all of us, and I take it back.
I thought it was like an Avatar thing.
I am taking it all back.
Okay.
Unless it's an Avatar thing.